a big constellation with an even bigger name. I'm Matt Pelser, and this is your Weekend Sky Report. Jupiter is the brightest point of light in the evening sky this weekend. Above it is the constellation Ophiuchus, Greek for serpent bearer. With today's light pollution, it is one of the dimmer constellations, which may explain why you've never heard of it. That and its challenging name. But Ophiuchus is a great constellation to use when hunting for deep sky objects, or DSOs, what I like to call dim fuzzies. The most popular dim fuzzies are the Messier objects, after 18th century French astronomer Charles Messier. Distant objects like galaxies, globular clusters, nebulae, Messier cataloged all these objects because he was a comet hunter, and whenever he found a dim target, he'd check his charts, realize it was a stationary object, and get frustrated he hadn't found a new comet. What he didn't know was that his name would be forever tied to some of the most extraordinary objects in the universe. Ophiuchus is home to 7 Messier objects, all globular clusters, which are among the oldest structures in the universe. Spherical gatherings of stars, bound by gravity and collected over eons, you need a telescope to see one. And a good place to start is M9, near Sabic, one of the brighter stars in Ophiuchus that represents his right knee. Find Sabic, then scan down and to the left. When you find what looks like a fuzzy, out-of-focus star, you've found it. M9 is a dense cluster, so you can see it with a small telescope. When you see it, you'll be looking at a cluster of stars that's been around for 12 billion years. I'm Matt Pelser. Happy sky watching.